It's time to talk sports in Northeast North Carolina. This is NENC Sports Radio Show on WRVS 89.9.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance for pro. I know you know. I go psycho.
Our 40th Jiggy episode. The best way I could segue into this. 40th episode. And the second season finale of the NENC Sports Radio Show. Wow. Will Smith, clean rap.
Yes.
We always keep it PG.
Absolutely.
Well, the stuff that Clay edits out maybe is not PG, but we keep it as PG as possible. Owen Hassel, sports editor for the Daily Advance newspaper, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, talking to you alongside Advance sports writer Malcolm Shields. Season finale coming to you thanks to WRVS 89.9 FM, campus station of Elizabeth City State. It's WRVS, and it's your
community voice.
Plenty of voices, plenty of fun times with this great opportunity we've been afforded to promote athletics in the Northeast Corner. We're going to take a look back at a few of those while catching you up on this week's happenings, because things are still going on. Mm-hmm. We can reminisce, but at the same time, let's talk about what's going on in the present. But first, for more on Northeastern North Carolina sports, follow us on Twitter. Also use the hashtag NENC Sports to keep the discussion rolling. You can follow us at NENC Sports. Then for me, I'm at ONOBX, Malcolm.
And Malcolm underscore Shields.
And there's more ways to stay involved with sports in Northeastern North Carolina in the form of a blog. Go to nencsports.wordpress.com for tidbits that aren't always in the Daily Advance, plus interviews and video from various Northeastern North Carolina games. Well, let's catch up on what you might have missed throughout the second season, plus talk a little more Edenton baseball after this.
You're ready to become a scholar. It's time for you to earn your bachelor's or master's degree. At Elizabeth City State University, we're proud of our strong academic programs. For the fourth consecutive year, Publication Washington Monthly ranked ECSU number one in the Best Baccalaureate Colleges category of the 2015 Washington Monthly College Rankings. Start the process today. Call 800-347-3278 or find us online at ecsu.edu. Elizabeth City State University. Let us make a scholar out of you.
This is Coach Paul Hoggard of Edenton Holmes High School, and you're listening to NENC Sports Radio Show.
Yes, listeners, they're all here. Hassley made up Christmas songs with the Northeast North Carolina names and places you so dearly cherish or don't even know. Inside jokes and all on one amazing album. It's the NENC Carols. You'll hear such instant classics like The First Flight Noel, Deck the Hall Rupert's, Christmas Time in Hertford, Walking in a Winter Wheelerland, Away in a Manteo, Hark the Herald Aces Sing, and this variation of a Wham! Original.
Last Christmas, you gave me COA Sports, but the very next year, Deets took it away.
Also, Joy to the Wanchies, We Three Lorenzo Kings, I Saw Mommy Kissing Parker's Achilles, Baby, It's More Outside, The 12 Days of Thomasville Coaching, Jadari is Coming to Town, and as a bonus, another holiday favorite filled with NENC cheer.
Oh, the team statistician is spiteful, but Lake Taylor's play is so delightful. And since we're playing the Eagles team that's below, there's a flag, there's a flag, there's a flag. The penalties show no sign of stopping, and Staffier's computer is popping. Northeastern is close to winning, oh no. There's a flag, there's a flag, there's a flag.
Operators are not standing by. Don't order NENC Carols today.
That album, Malcolm, still lit.
Absolutely. We're still getting phone calls on it.
Plenty of phone calls. Walking in a Winter Wheelerland, I think. Baby, It's More Outside.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites. You got to go away, but baby, it's more outside.
Absolutely.
Straight fire. Oh, enjoying some of those many good times from the second season. Good times still around for the spring season. Mm-hmm. Talking to Edenton baseball with a chance to stay alive in the 2A East Regional Baseball Series against South Granville, down 1-0 to the defending state champ. obviously, if you're listening to this first time on WRVS, the game's being played. Malcolm, what did Gramble do on Tuesday, however, to pull away from the Aces at Hicks Field?
They just took advantage of their opportunities. They're a very patient lineup. They were able to, you know, get the bases loaded in two situations and were able to scratch out two runs with bases loaded walks. If you talk with Dylan Patrick, who started the game for Edenton, he would tell you he didn't have his best stuff. Some close calls on maybe a potential third strike or third out. But, you know, Edenton offensively just didn't get it done. That's going to be the key thing for the Aces on Thursday night. Can they get out early and score some runs?
Yeah. You know, playing a game three possibly would be Saturday back at Edenton. That would be exciting.
Yes.
A very daunting task, obviously, going to the Moor. Mm-hmm. I was calling it the Moor or the Creedmoor.
Yes.
Granville County to try to get a victory against, obviously, a very good South Granville team that's relatively young this year but still has those arms. Mm-hmm. And, Malcolm, you saw those arms on Tuesday as advertised.
Yes, Justin Bullocks. Guy works extremely fast from the first pitch. He's continued keeping that pace, and you kind of would have thought that at some point Edenton would kind of try to slow him down, kind of step out of the box and try to break up his rhythm a bit. But you could tell early on in that first game that the Edenton lineup was a little bit frustrated. If they can find a way to be a little bit more, I guess, to take terms, they can probably, you know, try to make game two a little bit closer.
Moment too big for the Aces, possibly?
You would have to think. I mean, when you look at South Granville, when they're out there on the field, those guys are kind of, you know, smiling and having fun and look extremely loose. And then at times when you looked at Edenton, you can kind of tell that they're a little tight early in the game. I think there was an error by the second baseman, and you could tell that he was a little bit tight about it, and there was another strikeout. And, you know, I never seen Dylan Patrick, you know, show any sort of like angry emotion. He slammed his bat. So you got to think that maybe the moment was getting to him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. We'll see what the Aces do to climb back into that. And perhaps with two straight wins, mm-hmm. you get to a state championship, a three-game series, which would be next Friday and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Looks like it would be hosted by the Carolina Mudcats. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at Zebulon right outside of Raleigh, which would be a neat thing to do, be able to play at a minor league park for a state championship. Currituck girls soccer, unable to get past Nemesis First Flight last Friday, lost 3-1 in the fourth round of the 2A state playoffs. Lady Nighthawks, however, went on to lose to Carrboro 5-0 in its 2A East Regional Final. Braylee Jones and company for First Flight girls soccer, a great team still. One senior, Malcolm, did not play.
Wow.
Against Currituck.
They're going to be a force.
And like Coach Mark Cross is telling me, oh, and I have a JV team. And he does out there. Wow. Almost all freshmen and sophomores starting. Yeah. The rich get richer, as one coach told me, when it comes to First Flight soccer.
Absolutely.
They love them some soccer in Dare County. And you can see where Currituck maybe is closing that gap a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not that First Flight's never been beaten before. Mm-hmm. It has happened. It has happened around here. But I'm going to tell you, the winning percentage for First Flight soccer teams against the rest of the Northeastern Coastal Conference since that school opened in 2004, the winning percentage has got to be like 0.930.
Right.
Something crazy like that. Mm-hmm. The fact that Northeastern boys went to First Flight in the playoffs, second round, and upset them, sent shockwaves in the soccer world of the region, if there's mm-hmm. such a thing. And I was sitting there at Berquimen's football covering, and I'm getting mm-hmm. the text, and it says, Northeastern won. I'm not kidding. Like right. Duncan Moore, the AD, said, this right. really happened.
Right.
And I text him back, I guess I'm at the wrong place tonight. Just an incredible game for Northeastern boys, because how rare it is to be able to beat such a great program like First Flight boys or girls. Currituck came out those first 15-20 minutes in soccer, dominated possession, mm-hmm. had two or three good looks. Tatiana, I'm not going to be able to pronounce this last name. Tatiana K.
There you go.
And Sydney Phillips were three or four shots, millimeters mm-hmm. from the goal.
Wow.
And then just one mistake, and First Flight pounced. Its first shot on goal was a goal.
Wow.
and then off a free kick, making things happen, a second goal. And you could see the heads just, and you could hear the crowd from Curry Tuck, brought a great crowd and just said, come on, you got to do this. Don't drop your head. They're still in this. You could see them just trying to plead, like, don't let that mental block of first flight get to you. Mm-hmm. But it was.
Yeah.
It was, even though the teams were pretty well even with shots on goal. Mm-hmm. What did it say on the scoreboard? 2-0. And first flight actually scored a third goal, but it was waved off right as halftime.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I said, 3-0. Oh, two. They avoided something there. Mm-hmm. Finally, Sidney Phillips comes back, scores in about the 60th minute. 2-1 game. There's a lot of optimism. It's a lot of time left.
Yeah.
First flight, no panic, no concern. Go right down 3 minutes later and score. And you knew that was going to be it. But Curry took a very young team as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sidney Phillips leaving 110 goals for her career. Should be a shoe-in for Area Player of the Year. Let's go ahead and put it out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible career for her. Had injuries throughout those 4 years, but as a freshman, she was Area Player of the Year, and looks like senior year will be the same way. It kind of comes back around
mm-hmm.
real nicely for Ms. Phillips. And Annie Ammons, Sarah Dover, Kendall Cahill, player after player is going to be back next year. Anna Poston. They're only losing three seniors, too. So a very young group also in Barco. You got to think those Curry Tuck first flight games are going to be fun once again.
Absolutely.
Come next spring. So that's the girls' soccer update. Track had some state champions.
Absolutely.
And the 1A, 2A championship, Ty Fain from Brequemens. Four events, four championships in the wheelchair division. Malcolm, you wrote in your story, should be at least two because he has no one to go up against.
Right.
Yet you still have to hit those thresholds,
standards.
Mm-hmm. But he was going to do that. So he gets those, but all four.
All four, and sets new state records in all four of those events that he was in, the 100, the 200, the 400, and the shot put. So it was, if you talk with Coach James beforehand, it was something that they expected that he should have won all four, but to shatter the records, I think that's, you know, a cherry on top.
Yeah. Camden Sydney McCoy, two titles.
Absolutely, in the 100 meters and the long jump. It kind of, you know, closes out her pretty good career at Camden. I believe last year she also won a state title.
Yeah, she's got three.
Yes, so impressive afternoon for Miss McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Relays. I think that was the story if you're talking about athletes from this corner and the track championships. Obviously, we're going to talk mostly Northeastern boys, but Pasquotank girls were fourth.
Absolutely.
In the 4x2.
They were fourth in the 4x1.
4x1 with Andrea Morgan,
Janiah Lynn, Marinda Hicks, and Amaya Simpson.
All right. So another good showing.
Absolutely.
By those Pasquotank girls who have done quite well the last couple of seasons.
Absolutely. Back-to-back East Regional Championships, and they bookmark it with the fourth place.
Yeah. But Northeastern boys, 4x4, 4x8. Cedric and Tedrick Shannon, Zach Beluzzo, Kenny Hewitt, Seth Overman, part of all that winning. That's right, two state championships. Tedrick was also second in the 400. And Zach was in the 4x8, I believe. Kenny was 4x4. That's where the switch off came. But Seth Overman and the Shannons were in both events, which makes it all more impressive that you didn't do much changing in those relay lineups to be able to get titles. Tedrick split times was the best in 1A through 3A by far. He caught up with a guy. They were basically down 5 seconds to this other relay team. He made up 5.5 seconds.
And I think I remember correctly, there's a picture of him crossing the line, the kids just falling on the
ground.
Yes.
It's like, oh, oh no.
You've been Tedricked.
That could have been a show.
Yes.
Show within the show.
Yes, there you go.
A lot of people have been Tedrick this year.
Yes, absolutely.
But again, some of the best, if it wasn't for a 4A relay breaking some type of state record, Tedrick would have had the best split time of any runner there.
Wow.
In a relay. 1A through 4A, count them all down. 151, I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it was fast.
Yes.
And there's a reason why they won two state championships. What a great way to end your career.
Absolutely.
At Northeastern. If you're talking about Tedrick Shannon, you're talking about two-time area runner, cross-country runner of the year.
Correct.
Never lost a Northeastern Coastal Conference race. He just started, I'll run cross-country my junior year. I think I'll just do that. I think I'll just win every race in the conference for 2 years. I'm going to be gangsta and do it that way.
Yes.
All while I'm chill. I'm also going to go to the all-area photo shoot last December.
Yes.
And dance to Drake like no one has danced before.
Yes.
Hotline Bling, Tedrick Bling.
Yes.
That's what he did. Fantastic. It was a great photo. He surprised all of us, by the way.
Awesome.
He showed out. It was fantastic. But Tedrick does that. And then track. Indoor track. Mm-hmm. 4x4.
State champs.
State champion.
Impressive.
Outdoor.
State champs.
Two events. Both relays. Nearly in the four. Here's what he does, though, that's impressive to me. That's all good stuff, and that needs to be up top. Mm-hmm. But let's not forget the 800. He won that at the regional, mm-hmm. just like he won the four. I mean, he was four-time champ at the regional. But he sees that there's going to be some really turnaround time between one of the relays and the eight. He drops out of the eight to keep himself fresh for his teammates in a relay to win a state title.
That's big.
And that very well might have been the difference. Mm-hmm. We're talking track, milliseconds. Mm-hmm. And it obviously counted because in one of those, Coach Tony Johnson told me, oh, and we were third place when he got the baton. Mm-hmm. We were not third place anymore when he finished. We were on top of the podium.
There you go.
He sacrificed himself. I don't know many athletes that would do that, would say, hey, you know, I would like to have that individual state title. It'd be hard to resist that.
Yeah.
He did for the team. It says a lot about Tedrick.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I wonder about Cedric, his brother.
Yeah.
You know, we talk a lot of Tedrick love.
Yeah.
But obviously Cedric's doing his part as well. Cedric stayed with football his last 2 years when mm-hmm. Tedrick decided instead to do cross country. So there was that. But I don't sense any animosity between the two. They're both soft-spoken anyway.
No, from what I remember, I believe he was also at the all-area shoot as well, too, his brother.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think there's that sibling rivalry. It just seems like they both support each other.
You know what? I only mixed them up once in the paper. That's pretty good.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you can see differences now if you've been around them last couple years.
Right.
So it helps, but it's not much.
Mm-mm.
Cedric's hairdo isn't quite as perfect round.
Oh, man.
That's all I can think about. That's the only thing. What's wrong? Like it's the only thing I can, but is that's right? Am I going too far? I don't mean to be going too far.
Whatever works.
I got to figure out something.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, since I dug myself a hole I didn't know I was going to be digging, and we'll get calls for it. So, Malcolm, if you had to pick an athlete of the year
mm-hmm.
from Northeastern North Carolina, a lot of schools, a lot mm-hmm. of good things happening. This is big, boys and girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can give a couple out there. You don't have to just have one mm-hmm. because it would be hard to pinpoint one.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got?
If I had to give it for the athlete that did the most in terms of trying to get themselves into as many sports as possible, I got to go with Edenton's William High.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, soccer, basketball, football. Young man applied himself a lot in a lot of sports.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure his dad would love that. He's a big supporter of athletics in the area, and he listens to the show quite a bit, so at least we'll get paid for that that notice. No, we won't get paid for that. Something else I'm digging myself a hole in? I don't know. It's the last show. People aren't going to remember this. They're going to remember in August? Yeah, I remember what you said back in May. No, they're not going to remember that. The girls.
I'm going to go with Kate Richard at Edenton.
Kate Richard.
Richard.
Okay.
At Edenton as well. Girls tennis, girls soccer. Amaya Simpson at Pascal-Tank, basketball and track and field. It's a lot of great candidates.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to I was going to throw out there maybe Meredith Booth.
Okay.
At Manio, she was the Coastal 10 Conference Player of the Year for softball,
mm-hmm.
Leading scorer for basketball, the Lady Redskins. So and I think she was the female athlete of the year I'm not mistaken, at Manio.
Okay.
This year. So there's a few. I don't think there are any real standout one that comes to mind on either side. If it was, it'd be a lot easier for us. We wouldn't be sitting there trying to think of one like a second before we started the show. So a lot of good performances, of course, for the 2015-16 season. Well, let's break. But first, how about we take you back to another unforgettable moment from a fun year talking up Northeastern North Carolina athletics.
There comes a time when we miss too many plays, when the NENC must come together as one.
There are players hurting, and it's time to give them a ball. At best, the greatest gift of all.
We want a coach. We want winning football. We want to know after 80 days the program's still living. There's a choice not made yet, but we're going out of our minds. It's true, the Vikings need a brighter day. Let them believe.
Maybe the end is too strong of a word. You know why?
What's that?
I just talked to the brass at WRVS. We have been renewed for a third season.
All right. Yes.
You don't seem excited about that. That wasn't really thrilling. You yes.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. I'm excited for that stipend.
Yeah. Actually, it goes up with each year.
Awesome.
Why not, if we're going to have the last Shamal now, pick what we consider our favorite Shamal now? Let's play that for everybody.
Shamal, Shamal, get on me, all right.
A few weeks back, we had a 252 versus 757 challenge, so to speak. Two football games, Edenton at Booker T. Washington of Norfolk. Lake Taylor, another Norfolk school, coming down to this part of the state playing Northeastern. We called a draw because one beat one beat the other. Nearly, though, an NENC sports sweep. Aces escaped Booker T with a victory. The Eagles, they led before losing in about the last 30 seconds to Lake Taylor, nationally ranked. Lake Taylor, the Titans, won 34-27. And, Malcolm, here come the excuses. We've had a few laughs on this one. Notably from Lake Taylor coach Hank Sawyer. He told the Virginian Pilot his team had, get this, Gaddis, 26 penalties against it compared to Northeastern's 4. That's what he told the paper.
26 penalties.
I know it took you a while to decipher it. I understand that.
Yeah,
it did for
it
me.
Certainly did.
26 penalties. First of all, there was no 26 penalties. Okay, Malcolm's at the game. He does the stats. I'm going to trust Malcolm, of course. Nine penalties,
yes.
I think it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
9. I don't know how you get 26 from 9. It's a little bit of a difference. Sad part was it was published as a truth. I mean, I've got some respect for the guys at the Pilot. I know a lot of those guys, and I'm surprised they went and just put that in there. Like, oh, of course, the coach said it. It's perfect. 26 penalties. That happens all the time. I mean, 26 penalties.
Wow.
Listen, teams run probably, am I right on this guy, an average of 50, 55 plays a game, something like that in high school. Is that a pretty good average? And you're going to say, all right, half of them are penalized? And let's also, if we're going to keep going on to this idea that there was 26 penalties, let's just say each penalty was 5 yards. Pretty much your minimum, unless you're like inside the 5 and you get half the distance. Kind of. Let's not get technical, though. Every penalty, 5 yards. That's 130 yards. I really like Northeastern's chances of winning, and by a large margin, if you give the Eagles 130 or more free yards. Or just about anybody, right, Gaddis?
Absolutely, you know. Herford County, we've been penalized the last couple weeks. We've had 29 penalties in 2 games. And we're averaging, which up until then, we were not doing bad. But, you know, I thought our situation was bad. We've had 61 penalties in 6 games. That'll give you some kind of comparison. And we've had, 27, 28 of those in the last 2 weeks. So it'll give you some kind of comparison. Our opponents have been penalized 50 times. So, you know, our high school officials here in Northeastern North Carolina are not going to throw the flag 26 times on one team.
Yeah.
Just not happening.
And now, you've been doing this a long time, Gaddis. Have you ever covered a game where a team has been penalized 26 times?
Absolutely not.
Anywhere close, like even like 16 or 17 in a game?
Well, I'll say this. Hertford County got penalized 18 times in South Central 2 weeks ago.
Okay, 18. Now, that is a ton.
That is a ton. The game was over at 10:30. They'll tell you anything.
Okay. So that is even extreme, 18. Add another 8. No. No 26 penalties in the game. Cry me a lake, Taylor. Come on now. Malcolm, you weren't even with us for the first episode of this second season. You were negotiating for more money for your sports writer job.
Absolutely.
With the Daily Advance. How did that work out?
A lot of arm twisting, but kind of got the little perks that I wanted, and got to say I'm still here, so I'm enjoying life.
If the perks you got are what I'm thinking, it's probably not much. I know what I'm making, and we're pretty much in the same boat. We're glad we love what we do.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's put it that way. But we came out strong in that first episode with a nod to the New World Order, because it's the NENC, it's for life, and it was just too sweet. Hit it.
The following announcement has been paid for by the
NENC.
Whether playing on the field or the court, indoors or out, swimming pool or track, the NENC is the place to be. Because you see, in the furthest reaches of North Carolina lies an area misunderstood, but ready to stand out. We're ready for our close-up. NE for Northeastern, NC for North Carolina. We've licked our wounds enough. We've heard the smack talk from places far less desirable to live. We're not sneaking around anymore. We're not in the shadows. We're winning conference titles, regional titles, state titles. You can't ignore us. Season starts next week. We're coming for you, Raleigh. We're coming for you, Charlotte, Greensboro, Hampton Roads, and even the charter schools who can recruit. Because the NENC is taking its rightful spot as the best. Number one, athletes live here. Start the show.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the
NENC.
WRVS 89.9 provides training for all students and volunteers interested in radio broadcasting. But without your donations, this radio station will go silent. Let's make a sound today. Now is a great time to give back to public radio. Make a tax-deductible donation by calling 252-335-3985 or online at www.ecsu.edu/WRVS.
Hey, this is Bria, representing the ECSU D-Lights cheerleading squad, and you're listening to NENC Sports Radio Show on WRVS 89.9.
It's not really saying goodbye. Once again, it's a vacation.
Yeah.
And I don't know the exact date when we would get the third season started, but probably looking at mid to late August, of course, because hey, we got high school football.
Absolutely.
I feel like it's already here. You're seeing spring football going on all over the place.
Absolutely.
So a number of athletes are already doing those workouts at every high school. I've counted an average of 30, 35 at Northeastern and Pasquotank, Currituck, Edenton, the schools that I've seen just briefly for spring high school football workouts.
NENC Twitter Shouts.
Twitter Shouts. Lindsay Likens, Lindsay Bryce Johnson Likens, we there continue to say. I got to get that in there. There's another person you could look at for possible athlete of the year.
Absolutely.
For girls, all area for basketball. And I've got to think she'll be a three-time all area for softball, big-time hitter for the Lady Knights. Here's what she had to say. She's at Lindsay_Likens. Coach Booker is coach of the year. Okay.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet, the way we like that. And it's very easy to get in the paper, too. Coach Karen Booker did a wonderful job.
Absolutely.
With a pretty young Curry Tuck team. People might not have noticed that because they went through the Northeastern Coastal Conference very easily. The rest of the league was down to, just say it like it is, and Coach Karen Booker once again says it like it is. She was almost right, unfortunately, on her prediction that every conference team would lose in the first round. Hers was the one who didn't, but then lost in the second round to Little Washington. Little Washington, however, in the 2A East Regional Final, lost the first game.
Yes, to South Granville in 11 innings.
South Granville?
Yes.
The Bat Sports.
Yes.
The Bat Sports in Granville County.
Yes.
Wow.
Mighty Vikings.
Stay away from them.
Yes.
Bats are deadly.
Mm-hmm.
In Granville County. It did, it once again, a wonderful job, and she's got everybody back except for one starter. And I don't see why they wouldn't be considered the best team, perhaps in the whole Northeast corner in 2017. And she made it to the party, Malcolm.
Yes, she did.
You've been following us on Twitter. You saw the thing I put out there where Jessica Smith's coming home from a home run against Edenton. All the players are happy to see her. And you see Coach Booker on the third base side in the background looking like she does not want to be anywhere near softball. And says, you know, when the party's lit, but you're not invited.
Mm-hmm.
Panned in on her where she looks all sad. Then somebody took a photo of the team together when they clinched the conference title, and Booker's like acting like she's the most excited person of everybody. And Jessica Smith tweeted me, said at ONOBX, when you're finally invited.
Nice.
With Karen Booker.
Nice.
That's great.
Yep.
She has fun out there as well, but obviously very serious, a great coach, and has a state championship.
Mm-hmm.
Not many coaches up here can say they've got a ring, but she's one of them. She's one of them. Mark Cross is one from First Flight. First Flight girls soccer, that is. So that was great. But we encourage all of you, even throughout the summer, tweet about any NC sports. Of course, it might not get put on the air during the summer, but we'll definitely recognize all that. I'm looking up that hashtag all the time. I know Malcolm is and many others. It does my heart well to see lots of other people using the hashtag. Mm-hmm. We've had people from the News Observer in Raleigh use the hashtag for teams that are playing teams in the Raleigh area. That's great. Love that. That's what it's for. Mm-hmm. It's not just for you and I, Malcolm, to keep tweeting on there 45,000 times, which we do. It's for fans. It's for everybody. David Brooks does a great job in Edenton. He's one of many that get on there and support the school. I'm going down a slippery slope because now I need to mention everybody, right? And I can't think of them all right now. So I just call in WRVS with your complaints. No problem there. But post your thoughts or questions on there, and we can still try to answer them at least via Twitter. Use the hashtag NENC Sports. All area teams for the spring will be released in the Daily Advance next month. But we're looking forward to the spring sports banquet. This will be the first one because we didn't get to do it last year. Things got crazy as they do this time of year, and all of a sudden it's mid-June. Kids are out of school and we can't get up with anybody. So this time, looking to have it for June 4th at Northeastern. And it just made me think of something here since we're deep in the playoffs. When we talk about playoff teams in Northeastern North Carolina, there are four programs that come to mind that have given this area a look from the rest of the state, that have given this area that little shot of respect that it so desperately wants, an awareness. And I'm going to name those right now because I forgot to do this part earlier. Better now than late August, when I think about it, then. Northeastern football would be one.
Yes.
Every year now they've been state-ranked the last 6 or 7 years, made it to a state championship 2010, have been in regional finals for 3 seasons since that span, average third round. I don't think they've been in – I think they've made it to at least a third round each year since 2012.
Okay.
So we're looking at 12, 13, 14, 15 – at least 4 years now they've done that. So Northeastern football would be one. But Plymouth football, state championships left and right, come on. Not much else to say about that and what Robert Cody's done with that program. First flight, boys and girls soccer. Let's put it together. Girls soccer has won a state championship. Boys soccer been to a state championship back-to-back years. That would be 2013-2014. So that's big. How many does that get me at now?
Because
I combined them together. Yes.
Three.
Plymouth football, Northeastern football, First Flight.
Soccer.
Soccer teams. Why am I forgetting the fourth one that's leaving me?
First Flight swimming?
Perhaps. But as far as the state level, though, you would think First Flight swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Right next to the
Come biggest. On. Second biggest pool in the world there right there go. In the backyard. But they do have state qualifiers every year. They go through the Northeastern Coastal Conference with hardly any trouble. So it's not that they are a state quality team. Sarah Mandis has won some state titles for them in distance swimming events. Maybe it was just, maybe I was combining and that really meant four.
First Flight wrestling?
This past year.
Okay.
I'm thinking the last 4 or 5 years. This is a recap show, so I'm doing a recap.
There you go.
Either way, it takes year after year to do that, to get that measure of respect to where when that season comes up and teams you're thinking about around the state, and you mention one of those here, that means something. You're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
Can Edenton baseball do that? Mm-hmm. They're going to have to keep it going these next couple years for that to happen. I can't think off the top of my head of others that are consistently on that level right now because it's just that difficult to do.
Right.
It really is. And it says a lot about your program that you can do it. So what else is upcoming? Let's see. Edenton Steamers, defending Coastal Plain League champs, begin their season Tuesday hosting Petersburg. Friday, July 29th, mark your calendars. The second annual NENC High School Football Media Day that's held at the Ridley Student Center, ECSU. Coaches and players from the Coastal 10 and Northeastern Coastal Conference will be on hand. Feel free to show up. I mean, it's not just for us media types. If you're a fan of high school football here or just in general, here's your chance to talk to coaches and players and have a good time if you're into that and want to be out there. I think we'll try to maybe Periscope it or something. We want to do something different each and every year. There's some different ideas already in mind, but you'll have to find out for yourself, and I'm sure we'll be putting updates on Twitter with that. I'm sad to close. I don't want to segue to that.
The thing's got to come to an end.
It does. All these sad songs. Why did I pick all these sad songs? Pick one. I did pick Jiggy with it.
There you go.
See? We did Jiggy it.
And I'll tell you all about it.
Well, we've always talked about following us on Twitter because we can get stuff out by the second. At NENC Sports, ONOBX.
Malcolm_Shields.
And pick up a copy of the Daily Advance newspaper. And we almost always go beyond our radio time, so check out nencsports.podomatic.com for a podcast version of the show that has it all. There's some shirts still available, people, if you want to get one. The NENC Sports t-shirt, ask for one at your favorite area school. It's just $5, and $5 goes back to the athletic department where you bought the shirt. Support your school, support the athletes of Northeastern North Carolina. Thanks again to Rick Duren and Biggs Cadillac Buick GMC for sponsoring the shirt. Until we speak again in August, for Owen Hassel, Malcolm Shields, Clay Mercer, Randy Jones, Coach Jargon.
Yes.
And last time we talked about that guy. He always disappears after a couple of weeks in the season. He loves his football and that's it.
Yeah, and cricket.
And cricket.
Yes.
So many wonderful guests we've had on and on. So many that make the show possible. What's the NENC and don't you see?
Athletes live here.
NENC Sports Radio Show is produced at the WRVS-FM studios on the campus of Elizabeth City State University.